The Nine Attributes of the Buddha by Sele Susila. Part 2, Chapter 9. Bhagava, the Blessed One. Every Buddha is called the Blessed One, Bhagava. Blessed, Bhagavant, is a term signifying the respect and veneration accorded to him as the highest of all beings, and also because of his special qualities. Venerable Sariputta said, "The Blessed One is not a name given by a mother. It is a name obtained after accomplishing final liberation, a name obtained by all Buddhas. The Blessed Ones realized omniscient knowledge and wisdom under the Tree of Enlightenment." The Buddha realized omniscient knowledge which brought blessings and benefit to all beings. Thus he is the Blessed One. What blessings does the Buddha have? The Buddha is blessed with many auspicious qualities. He has uprooted all mental defilements. He has crossed the ocean of samsara and landed on the shore of liberation. He has made an end to any kind of becoming. He has developed fully virtue, concentration, and wisdom. He has obtained mundane and supramundane bliss. Thus he is blessed. Because the Buddha is blessed with these auspicious qualities, lay people can rely upon him. And because he is blessed with the quality of destroying evil, samana, seekers of the truth, can rely on him. By taking refuge in the Buddha and following his teachings, beings are protected and freed from fear, and there is also the possibility of obtaining mundane and supramundane bliss. The Buddha is called the Blessed One because he is skilled in analyzing and classifying dhammas into wholesome or unwholesome, 5 aggregates, khanda, 6 sense bases, ayatana, 18 elements, dhatu, 4 noble truths, saccha, 5 sense faculties, indriya, and dependent origination, paticca-samuppada. He is also called the Blessed One because he is the partaker of the 10 powers of a Tathagata. What are the 10? The Buddha asked Venerable Sariputta. Sariputta, the Tathagata has these 10 Tathagata's powers, possessing which he claims the herd leader's place, roars his lion's roar in the assemblies, and sets rolling the wheel of Brahma. What are the 10? 1. Here the Tathagata understands as it actually is the possible as possible and the impossible as impossible. 2. Again, the Tathagata understands as it actually is the results of actions undertaken, past, future, and present, with possibilities and with causes. 3. Again, the Tathagata understands as it actually is the ways leading to all destinations. 4. Again, the Tathagata understands as it actually is the world with its many and different elements. 5. Again, the Tathagata understands as it actually is how beings have different inclinations. 6. Again, the Tathagata understands as it actually is the disposition of the faculties of other beings, other persons. 7. Again, the Tathagata understands as it actually is the defilement, the cleansing, and the emergence in regard to the jhanas, liberations, concentrations, and attainments. 8. Again, the Tathagata recollects his manifold past lives, that is, 1 birth, 5 births, 10 births, 20 births, 50 births, and 100 births, 1,000 births, 100,000 births, many aeons of world contraction, many aeons of world expansion, many aeons of world contraction and expansion. There I was so named, of such a clan, with such an appearance. Such was my nutriment, such was my experience of pleasure and pain, such my life term. And passing away from there, I reappeared elsewhere, and there too I was so named, of such a clan, with such an appearance. Such was my nutriment, such my experience of pleasure and pain, such my life term. And passing away from there, I reappeared here. 9. Again, with the divine eye, which is purified and surpasses the human, the Tathagata sees beings passing away and reappearing, inferior and superior, fair and ugly, fortunate and unfortunate, and he understands how beings pass on according to their actions thus. These worthy beings who were ill-conducted in body, speech, and mind, revilers of the noble ones, wrong in their views, giving effect to wrong view in their actions, on the dissolution of their body after death, having reappeared in a state of deprivation, in a bad destination, in perdition, even in hell. but these worthy beings, who were well conducted in body, speech, and mind, not revilers of noble ones, right in their views, giving effect to right views in their actions, on the dissolution of the body after death, have reappeared in a good destination, even in a heavenly world. 10. Again, by realizing it for himself with direct knowledge, the Tathagata here and now enters upon and abides in the deliverance of mind and deliverance by wisdom that are taintless with the destruction of the taints. Majjhima Nikaya 12. Further, we respectfully address the Buddha as the Blessed One because he possessed six mundane dhammas, namely, lordship, doctrine, fame, glory, wish, and effort. 1. Lordship. The Buddha has unsurpassable lordship over his mind. His wisdom clearly sees how all phenomena, both internal and external, are governed by the law of causality and are mere empty illusions. 2. Doctrine. The Buddha knew the 9 supramundane dhammas, namely the 4 paths, Sotapatti Magga, Sakadagami Magga, Anagami Magga, and Arahata Magga. The 4 fruits, Sotapatti Phala, Sakadagami Phala, Anagami Phala, and Arahata Phala, and Nibbana. 3. Fame. The fame of the Buddha is spread throughout the sensual realm, the fine material realm, and the immaterial realm. 4. Glory. The Buddha has glory in physical form, perfect in all limbs, and an extraordinarily dignified appearance, giving gladness and comforting all who see him. The merits accumulated from aeons of practicing parami resulted in the Buddha having the 32 marks of a great man. At the time of the Buddha, there was a leading Brahmin whose name was Sela, an expert in the marks of a great man. When he saw the 32 marks in the physical body of the Buddha, he immediately extolled the perfect physical body of the Buddha in this way. Quote, O perfect in body, well-favored, well-fashioned and lovely to behold. O Blessed One, golden is your color, and white your teeth. You are strong. The features are seen one and all, that distinguish a man as well-born. They are all to be found on your body, these marks that reveal a great man. End quote. Then he led his 300 disciples to receive the going forth under the Blessed One, dwelling alone, diligent, and resolute. They soon became arahats. Majjhima Nikaya 92. Besides being possessed of a perfect physical body, the Buddha also possessed purified speech and a pleasant and comforting voice that soothed the heart of others, like in the story of Yasa. Yasa, a millionaire's son, led a luxurious life. One morning he rose early and, to his utter disgust, saw his female attendants and musicians asleep in a repulsive manner. The whole spectacle was so disgusting that the palace presented the gloomy appearance of a charnel house. Realizing the vanities of worldly life, he stole away from home, saying, Distressed am I, oppressed am I, and went in the direction of Isipatana, where the Buddha was residing temporarily. Seeing the distressed man coming from afar, the Buddha, with his comforting voice, said, Here there is no distress, O Yasa. Here there is no oppression, O Yasa. Come hither, Yasa. Take a seat. I shall expand the Dhamma to you. The distressed Yasa was pleased to hear the comforting voice of the Buddha. He approached the Buddha, respectfully saluted him, and sat on one side. The Buddha expounded the doctrine to him, and Yasa was established in stream entry. 5. Wish. When helping others to abstain from evil, to do good, and to purify the mind for one's own benefit and for the benefit of others, the Buddha could successfully accomplish his task as he wished. 6. Effort. The Buddha never felt weary of guiding others to enlightenment. From the first time the Buddha expounded his teaching to the 5 ascetics with the Setting in Motion the Wheel of the Dhamma Sutta, Samyutta Nikaya 56:11, to the conversion of his last disciple, Subhadda, in Kusinara, the Buddha showed the same relentless effort and compassion. Even in his last moments, when the Buddha was about to enter Parinirvana, he still gave advice to his disciples. Quote, Vayadama Sankara, Ampamadena Sampadeta. All conditioned phenomena are subject to decay. Strive on with heedfulness. End quote. Digha Nikaya 16. The teacher who deserves veneration, blessed is the name. End of chapter.